Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1.
As this is your first visit to the library, I'll show you round. As you can see, shelves are clearly labelled according to subject. Most books you may take home with you, but some, such as foreign language dictionaries, must stay in the library. These can be found over there, behind the computers, and it's best if you take them to the desks by the window and study them there. Or you can use these armchairs if you prefer to sit somewhere more comfortable.
2. Now listen again.
As this is your first visit to the library, I'll show you round. As you can see, shelves are clearly labelled according to subject. Most books you may take home with you, but some, such as foreign language dictionaries, must stay in the library. These can be found over there, behind the computers, and it's best if you take them to the desks by the window and study them there. Or you can use these armchairs if you prefer to sit somewhere more comfortable.
2.
Susie, it's Emma. We've got to make some paper flowers so the classroom looks nice for the end of term party. Can you come to my house this evening to help me do it? There's some paint left over from last time, but I can't find any brushes. Have you got one? Bring it if you have. And if we have a pair of scissors each, we can work faster, so don't forget yours. We'll need coloured paper, but I'm getting that from college. See you around 6.
Now listen again.
Susie, it's Emma. We've got to make some paper flowers so the classroom looks nice for the end of term party. Can you come to my house this evening to help me do it? There's some paint left over from last time, but I can't find any brushes. Have you got one? Bring it if you have. And if we have a pair of scissors each, we can work faster, so don't forget yours. We'll need coloured paper, but I'm getting that from college. See you around 6.
3.
We need to decide what to get as a present for Anne at the end of our course.
Yes, she's such a great teacher. How about chocolates?
That's not very exciting. We could get something to wear, like a scarf.
She seems to have loads of those already. What about flowers? She often says how much she loves flowers.
But she told us she had a garden full of them. Let's go with your original idea and buy her the largest box possible.
Now listen again.
We need to decide what to get as a present for Anne at the end of our course.
Yes, she's such a great teacher. How about chocolates?
That's not very exciting. We could get something to wear, like a scarf.
She seems to have loads of those already. What about flowers? She often says how much she loves flowers.
But she told us she had a garden full of them. Let's go with your original idea and buy her the largest box possible.
4.
I'm travelling from Banbury to Whitney tomorrow and I need to be there about 10 in the morning. Can you tell me when the trains leave and how much a single ticket is?
The 8:35 train gets in at 9:40. That's £12.65 for a single. The train after that leaves at 9:10 and arrives at 10:15. That costs less because you're travelling after 9. The fare is £10.45.
I'll take the second train. Just after 10 is fine. Thanks.
Now listen again.
I'm travelling from Banbury to Whitney tomorrow, and I need to be there about 10 in the morning. Can you tell me when the trains leave and how much a single ticket is?
The 8:35 train gets in at 9:40. That's £12.65 for a single. The train after that leaves at 9:10 and arrives at 10:15. That costs less because you're travelling after 9. The fare is £10.45.
I'll take the second train. Just after 10 is fine. Thanks.
5.
All fans of Peter Robbins should go to the South Street bookstore tomorrow afternoon, where Peter will sign copies of his book, Love of Life, and answer questions. He is expected at 2:15 and promises to stay until 3:30, when he has to leave for another appointment. Get there as soon as you can, because if it's anything like Peter's last visit, queues will start to form at 2:45, or even earlier. Don't miss this opportunity to meet everyone's favourite writer.
Now listen again.
All fans of Peter Robbins should go to the South Street bookstore tomorrow afternoon, where Peter will sign copies of his book, Love of Life, and answer questions. He is expected at 2:15 and promises to stay until 3:30, when he has to leave for another appointment. Get there as soon as you can, because if it's anything like Peter's last visit, queues will start to form at 2:45, or even earlier. Don't miss this opportunity to meet everyone's favourite writer.
6.
Sarah, could you do something for me?
Well, it depends what it is.
I want to clean the bedroom windows this afternoon, but I lent the ladder to John. Could you give me a lift to his house and then bring me back with the ladder?
Of course, no problem.
Now listen again.
Sarah, could you do something for me?
Well, it depends what it is.
I want to clean the bedroom windows this afternoon, but I lent the ladder to John. Could you give me a lift to his house and then bring me back with the ladder?
Of course, no problem.
7.
Hello, my name's John Masters. This is a message for the person I spoke to yesterday in customer services. You asked me to return the iron I bought from you in its box. I've done this, although, as I mentioned to you, the box was badly damaged when it arrived. Anyway, that's not the problem, and the iron didn't look damaged at all, but when I switched it on, it didn't heat up. My order reference is 01376XB. I hope you'll replace the iron as soon as possible. Thank you.
Now listen again.
Hello, my name's John Masters. This is a message for the person I spoke to yesterday in customer services. You asked me to return the iron I bought from you in its box. I've done this, although, as I mentioned to you, the box was badly damaged when it arrived. Anyway, that's not the problem, and the iron didn't look damaged at all, but when I switched it on, it didn't heat up. My order reference is 01376XB. I hope you'll replace the iron as soon as possible. Thank you.
8.
Well, I bought this player a few months ago, and it seems to have developed a fault. When I'm playing a CD, suddenly, for no reason, it just stops. And before I can do anything about it, it goes on to the next track. I've tried pressing the eject button, but that doesn't seem to help. When I start it up again, it goes back to the first track it was playing. I find it very frustrating.
Now listen again.
Well, I bought this player a few months ago, and it seems to have developed a fault. When I'm playing a CD, suddenly, for no reason, it just stops. And before I can do anything about it, it goes on to the next track. I've tried pressing the eject button, but that doesn't seem to help. When I start it up again, it goes back to the first track it was playing. I find it very frustrating.
9.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I'm in room 447. I just checked in this morning, and there seems to be something wrong with the room. The radiators won't come on, so it's very cold in here. No, the heating is out of order in the bathroom as well. Yes, I tried turning the control knob on the radiator, but it simply won't move. Yes, if you could send someone to have a look at it, please.
Now listen again.
Hello, I wonder if you could help me. I'm in room 447. I just checked in this morning and there seems to be something wrong with the room. The radiators won't come on, so it's very cold in here. No, the heating is out of order in the bathroom as well. Yes, I tried turning the control knob on the radiator, but it simply won't move. Yes, if you could send someone to have a look at it, please.
10.
It is hard when you get to my age to look back on the formative experiences of your life. My decision to study French was based purely on the fact that I'd been on a school trip to Paris, and I was absolutely enchanted by the city. I never intended to study French or become a translator. In fact, my parents were insisting that I should study economics.
Now listen again.
It is hard when you get to my age to look back on the formative experiences of your life. My decision to study French was based purely on the fact that I'd been on a school trip to Paris, and I was absolutely enchanted by the city. I never intended to study French or become a translator. In fact, my parents were insisting that I should study economics.
That's the end of part one.
Now turn to part two. You will hear a radio interview with Jack Williams, who is talking about a town called Swanton. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Oh, what a wonderful view. I'm here with Jack Williams, who's telling me about his hometown of Swanton.
Yes, the top of this hill is the best place to see the area. Swanton is on the coast. You can see the harbour from here, but in fact the town is built along the River Dean. This river comes from a lake in the mountains over there in the distance, then flows down to the flatland below us where the town is built.
What do you most like about living here?
About Swanton? Oh, it's an important industrial town and a port, so there's lots of activity. And there's a forest behind the town with interesting wildlife. But the most exciting thing for me is the mountains. I go climbing whenever I get the chance.
What about entertainment?
There's plenty of entertainment. A big centre was built last year to encourage the arts, very modern. It's got a cinema, a theatre and an art gallery. And there's football. The local team hasn't done so well lately. A few years ago we nearly won the cup. And our area is famous for music. Not in Swanton itself, but there's a well-known music festival in the next town.
But there are problems with the environment.
We're working on that. The river was a great place for fish, but the water got so polluted by the factories that most of the fish disappeared. Well, we've cleaned the river up now, and the fish are starting to come back. But I'm unhappy about Swanton Woods. The trees are quite healthy, but if you look, there are no birds there, and that's because pollution has reduced the number of insects.
Swanton's growing fast. Are you pleased about the way it's changed?
Well, you've got to move with the times. It was completely different when I was a boy. In those days, everybody worked in the factories and the families all knew each other. Maybe it was a little boring. Today, there are hundreds of different companies and so many new houses that some people don't even know their neighbours. There are disadvantages, but it's impossible to be bored with all the things going on.
And what about Swanton's future?
Education is important to us. We have a fine university which specialises in advanced technology and a huge shopping centre just built, which is bringing in double the number of visitors. Good news for us. And last year we improved our airport so more planes can come in.
Now listen again.
Oh, what a wonderful view. I'm here with Jack Williams, who's telling me about his hometown of Swanton.
Yes, the top of this hill is the best place to see the area. Swanton is on the coast. You can see the harbour from here. But in fact, the town is built along the River Dean. This river comes from a lake in the mountains over there in the distance, then flows down to the flatland below us where the town is built.
What do you most like about living here?
About Swanton? Oh, it's an important industrial town and a port, so there's lots of activity. And there's a forest behind the town with interesting wildlife. But the most exciting thing for me is the mountains. I go climbing whenever I get the chance.
What about entertainment?
There's plenty of entertainment. A big centre was built last year to encourage the arts, very modern.
It's got a cinema, a theatre and an art gallery. And there's football. The local team hasn't done so well lately. A few years ago, we nearly won the cup. And our area is famous for music. Not in Swanton itself, but there's a well-known music festival in the next town.
But there are problems with the environment.
We're working on that. The river was a great place for fish, but the water got so polluted by the factories that most of the fish disappeared. Well, we've cleaned the river up now, and the fish are starting to come back. But I'm unhappy about Swanton Woods. The trees are quite healthy, but if you look, there are no birds there, and that's because pollution has reduced the number of insects.
Swanton's growing fast. Are you pleased about the way it's changed?
You've got to move with the times. It was completely different when I was a boy. In those days, everybody worked in the factories and the families all knew each other. Maybe it was a little boring. Today, there are hundreds of different companies and so many new houses that some people don't even know their neighbours. There are disadvantages, but it's impossible to be bored with all the things going on.
And what about Swanton's future?
Education is important to us. We have a fine university which specialises in advanced technology and a huge shopping centre just built, which is bringing in double the number of visitors. Good news for us. And last year we improved our airport so more planes can come in.
That is the end of part two.
Now turn to part three.
Jefferson General Hospital. Patient name, Doug Robinson. Sex, male. Age, 27. Physician, Dr. Robert Moody. Time, 9:42. Incident or reason for ER admittance. Automobile accident. Apparent injuries. Head and neck. The patient suffered minor head trauma and may have a concussion. There is no visible injury to the neck. Torso. There are several small scratches on the chest and waist. I observed bruising on the abdomen and the rib cage. There is no damage to the legs or groin. Posterior torso. The patient complains of pain below the right shoulder blade. He also has a deep cut on the small of his back. Arms and legs. The patient's arms and legs appear in good condition.
Now listen again.
Jefferson General Hospital. Patient name, Doug Robinson. Sex, male. Age, 27. Physician, Dr. Robert Moody. Time, 9:42. Incident or reason for ER admittance. Automobile accident. Apparent injuries. Head and neck. The patient suffered minor head trauma and may have a concussion. There is no visible injury to the neck. Torso. There are several small scratches on the chest and waist. I observed bruising on the abdomen and the rib cage. There is no damage to the legs or groin. Posterior torso. The patient complains of pain below the right shoulder blade. He also has a deep cut on the small of his back. Arms and legs. The patient's arms and legs appear in good condition.
That is the end of part three.